My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Here's the technique I used to insulate the floors of the past two tiny spaces I built. My goal was a well-insulated floor system. I also wanted to keep rodents out. The biggest bang for your insulating buck involves minimizing air infiltration. To do that, I chose foam. The smallest of the spaces had an 8 foot by 8 foot footprint. I used kiln-dried 2x6s, 2 foot on center, to build up the floor joist assembly. Next, I glued down a layer of 5/8 inch tongue and groove Advantech. On top of the Advantech, I placed 2 8-foot pressure-treated 4x4s, perpendicular to the joists. I flipped the whole mess over and spiked through the 2x6s into the 4x4 pressure-treated skids. Next, I infilled the joist bays with rigid foam, then enclosed the whole mess with a glued-down layer of 3/4-inch tongue and groove Advantech. The other space was 10x12, too big for me to flip it and level. For that one, I built and leveled a pressure-treated joist assembly, same as you would for a deck. On top of the pressure-treated, I glued down a layer of 3/4-inch tongue and groove Advantech. I built an open box frame of kiln-dried 2x8 on top of the Advantech. Just the exterior rim joists, no floor joists as of yet. I infilled the frame with 5 inches of rigid foam. On top of the foam, I ran 2x4s laid flat, 16 inch on center. I infilled between the sleepers with an additional 1.5 inches of foam. I used long timber lock screws to affix the sleepers through to the pressure treated joists. Next, I ripped 1/4-inch strips of lumber to build my rims up to 7.5 inches and glued down a 3/4-inch tongue and groove Advantech subfloor. In both cases, I ended up with a rodent-proof and rigid floor assembly. Basically, I site-manufactured stress skid panels to serve as floor assemblies. Pretty slick. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.